There's a story out of Illinois that is truly awful. In the New York Times, Illinois district violated transgender students' rights, U.S. says. Chicago. Federal education authorities staking out their firmest position yet on an increasingly contentious issue found that an Illinois school district violated anti-discrimination laws when it did not allow a transgender student who identifies as a girl and participates on a girls' sports team to change and shower in the girls' locker room without restrictions. Are you with me? Federal education authorities, it gives you an idea of the reach of the federal government. They are telling a school, and for the first time in my broadcast life, a school district is fighting back. I had to read this a few times. I thought I had misread it, but I'll get to that. So there is a boy at the school who feels that he is a girl. I have no argument with that. He feels he's a girl. What am I going to say? You don't feel that you're a girl? Okay, he feels that he's a girl. But he has a male body and all that that entails. And he, she, and I'm not being sarcastic at all, he dash slash she, has been given permission to change in the girls' locker room, but not without restrictions. They have asked that this biological male feels female person do so behind a curtain. And the school is being threatened with lawsuits and no more funding by the federal government just for that. Let me read further. In a letter sent Monday, the Office for Civil Rights of the Department of Education told the Palatine District that requiring a transgender student to use private changing and showering facilities was a violation of that student's rights under Title IX, a federal law that bans sex discrimination. The student, who identifies as a female but was born male, should be given unfettered access to girls' facilities, the letter said. All students deserve the opportunity to participate equally in school programs and activities. This is a basic civil right, Catherine Lehman, L-H-A-M-O-N, the Education Department's Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights, said in a statement. Unfortunately, Township High School District 211 is not following the law because the district continues to deny a female student the right to use the girls' locker room. It's a female student. That's it. It's a female student. It is a male student biologically, but now declared a female student. Officials in the Palatine District, which serves more than 12,000 students, this is the Chicago area, have framed their position as a middle ground. A transgender student in question plays on a girls' sports team, is called she by school staff and is referred to by a female name, but the district, citing privacy concerns, had required her to change clothes and shower separately. Oh, isn't that terrible? Isn't that unfair? What about the fairness to all the girls? Why doesn't this person think, you know what, until I have a sex change operation and I anatomically I'm no longer a male, I would understand why the girls would want me to not shower with them? Because the left breeds narcissism, that's why. Screw society, hooray for me. Or if you will, hooray for me, screw society. That is sort of the left's motto. She wants to be accepted for who she is and to be treated with dignity and respect like any other student. But the girls want to be treated with dignity and respect too. And they don't want an anatomical boy in their locker room. Is that unfair of them? The district's insistence, this continuing from the ACLU, gives you an idea. I've said for my whole life, civil liberties in the United States are so advanced that the ACLU is actually bored. They look for causes. The left looks for causes. It's so free and so decent in America. They look for causes. This is the latest cause. You're a rotten human being if you think that an anatomical male shouldn't change in the girls' locker room. You're rotten. You're a bigot. You're a transphobe.